Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, look back on last weekend, Hockey Day Minnesota. Much different environment than we're expecting this weekend. But what does your team take out of an event like last weekend's Hockey Day?
Just a wonderful experience. You know, memories for a lifetime. That's what they're going to take out of it. And just a lot of fun. It was a great event. Again, hats off to everybody involved, the committee, the organizers, the volunteers. It was just a tremendous experience, and certainly we would have liked to have won the game, but outside of that, it's not so much that, it's having the opportunity to provide that kind of experience and something that they'll never forget. That was the key, and we just had a great time.
Talking to a couple of your captains, I know Kiki and Missy both said, you know what, that's in the past. Time to look forward. We're back to business this weekend. Great attitude by your team coming into Mankato. I know your team hasn't played very well on the road this season. Nice to hear, though, they're coming in with a positive attitude, though.
Oh, absolutely. It's not like we haven't played well. It's just we just haven't had the results that we'd like. We did win our last road game. We did beat Mercyhurst, and that's not an easy place to play, and we just battled and competed and did the little things that you just gotta on the road. Obviously, you want to try to play as mistake free as you possibly can. We realize that mistakes are part of hockey; they're going to happen. But if you can minimize them and when they're not real glaring and you don't give up great opportunities, just play solid D. That's kind of the recipe on the road. So, but the group's ready. They realize the importance. They know where we're sitting and what we have ahead of us. I told them this is the stretch run. We've got 5 weekends, 10 games, let's see if we can't get all of them. It starts tonight.
Your team's had pretty good success over the years, dating way back against this Maverick team. This is game number 81 all-time against the Mavericks. And you personally, as a coach, have had some great success against this team. But, again, Mankato is starting to turn their program around. Looking at this year's team, what are some of the things about Mankato that you've had to kind of keep an eye on?
Yeah, first of all, past is just that. Past records don't really mean anything when the puck drops on any given night. But no question, I've said before, I think the key for them is they've got 5 seniors that are all playing outstanding. They picked up the Colstead gal from North Dakota. I thought last year, she just kind of looked like she was disinterested, and maybe it was the whole what she had gone through. But now this year, she's definitely a very engaged player, and what a difference maker. Just big and strong, and John's alluded to the fact that he's getting great leadership from all of his seniors. So you start there, and he's got some real good young players. The talent of his freshman class, Brooke Bryant's an outstanding player, great hands. Anna Wilgren on the blue line has been outstanding. Just an outstanding player for him. Leads the league in block shots, and you combine that with a couple other classes. They're just a solid hockey team. They're very well coached, and certainly their goalie Abigail Levy's been huge. I mean, that's the if there's one area you can point at, the biggest difference is the amount of goals that they're giving up this year. They're early in the year one of the top in the country, and I know it hasn't been as good as of late, but she certainly played well against us. We've gotten in 3 games against her, we've scored 2 regulation goals. So it's a challenge. She's a big gal. She's athletic. And I mentioned before, when she's playing well, she gives their team confidence. So you combine all that, they're an improved team. They're battling. They certainly want to crawl up the standings ladder, and that's a challenge. And every weekend, we've always said every weekend it's a battle, and certainly will be again this weekend.
Here in the second half, I know Claire DeGeorge, she's having a great second half. She's got 6 points over the last 4 games. How important is it to see some of your goal scorers getting on the scoreboard here late?
Well, no question. We need our big players to play big. I mean, that's the bottom line. Players that play key roles, whether they're top, the top forward lines or on the power play. We need all those players to bring their A game every night. And that doesn't always mean you're gonna score goals, but when they're playing well, it just everybody else feeds off it. And for the most part, every game they've come and they've competed hard. There's been nights when we haven't had the puck luck, as we've said, but we've always said it. If we can work hard, provide leadership, and be great teammates, then the scoreboard's going to take care of itself. And I still believe that. And again, that's what our folks on is to come out tonight, play extremely hard, compete extremely hard. And again, if we do that, we're going to have a chance.
I know everybody's been doing a little watch of the scoreboard and the standings right now. I know you guys are 9 points behind Duluth. They're coming off of a big weekend over Ohio State. A couple wins here this weekend would put you in good position with them playing a non-conference game. Do you really pay that close of attention, or do you wait until Monday?
Yeah, not really. I mean, you obviously the scores are there, but our focus is on our game and our group, and a lot of the things, other games are out of your control, and we try to focus on what we can't control, and when the dust settles tomorrow afternoon, we'll see where we sit, we just know that every weekend, points are so valuable, and that's our goal is to get points every single weekend. And if we do that, then, ultimately, Kelly, we want to be playing our best hockey end of February. And I keep reminding the group that it's a process, and we're still every time out, we're getting a little better, and that's our goal.
What's it going to take to beat the Mavericks here tonight?
Well, I really think we need to come out hard. We need to play hard, play fast, push the pace whenever we can. We need to crash the net hard. We need to be around the net, have people off the far post all the time and sticks on the ice, just being ready. Try to create traffic, try to create a lot of chaos around that net and see if we can't find some rebounds. And then we need to be really good in our end. We have to be really good at stick on puck. We've got to be really good one-on-one defenders. We can't allow, because they've got some talented players that it can break you down if you're playing the puck. So really vital that we don't allow that to happen. We close quick, stick on puck, get in shot lanes and see if we can't frustrate them in our end and play a lot of hockey in their end.
Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.